The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We started the commentary on one of the famous du'as that we recite every night in the month of Ramadan, known as Du'a Iftitah. And last night, basically, we talked about the source of it. This is a du'a which comes from the Imam of our time, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, salawatullah alayhi. And the word iftitah comes from the very first sentence where you say that I am beginning aftatihu thana bihamdik, I am beginning the praise of you by hamd. And we talked about the importance of the term hamd, why we use it very frequently in our conversations. And then we went on to the praise where we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even to praise you, we need your help. Because, you know, we don't have the ability to even know you, understand you. And so even to help, you know, to pray to you, to do dua or praise you, we need your help. And that's why you have Surah Al-Fatiha. These are the words of Allah. But it has come in a form that we recite it in our daily prayers. And there, one of the important praises that we have, that you are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are the most forgiving in the situations of forgiveness, as well as you are Ashaddul Mu'aqibeen, the most severe in disciplining when it comes to the situation of discipline. It's kind of opposites, but this is where we have to realize, as I said, you know, the attributes and sifat of Allah are of two types. Not subutiya and salviya that you hear in madrasa. That's right. This is a different dimension of it. There is sifat jamaliya and sifat jalaliya. Sifat jamal are the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So arhamur rahimeen would be sifat jamal. Ashaddul mu'aqibeen would be the sifat al jalal of his majesty. And this is a balance which we have to create in our heart according to the sixth imam. A mu'min is somebody who balances this fear of Allah's punishment alongside the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is known as khawf and raja. And this is how we will be able to keep ourselves on track and on sirat al-mustaqim. And so the statements from the imams goes on that, you know, Avinta, you are the one who allowed me to pray to you, to call you. And in you, if you look at it, we gave you an example at the end of my talk last night, that there is no restriction where you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where, when, in which situation. Absolutely nothing. Even if you're in the washroom, you can still remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we might think this is very unusual, but this is the reality. And, you know, and then we ended the discussion that, oh Allah, I'm approaching you relying on the help that you have given to me in the past. So there is a track record that you have in my mind. You helped me, and so I'm approaching you now. So this was basically the first part of the introduction that I talked about last night. And so I'll continue with that. Then the Imam is now teaching us that we have not even started asking anything yet. This is just, you know, the preamble. It is kind of, you know, creating that basis in order to ask him. And this is where we are now saying to Allah that I'm praying to you, relying on the past mercy that you had on me. I look at my past, I see how generous and kind you have been, and keeping that in mind, I am asking you, Allahumma inni as'aluka qalilan min kathir. Oh Allah, I ask you for a little from the much that you have. Ma hajatin bi ilayhi azima wa ghinaka anhu qadim. While what I'm asking, you know, I really need it, although it is just little, and you are free from it, you don't need it. Wa huwa indi kathir. But in my views, what I'm asking for is plentiful. وَهُوَ عَلَيْكَ سَحْرٌ سَهْلٌ يَسِيرٌ. For you, it is a very simple and easy task to do. اللهم إن عفوك عن ضمبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك عن قبيه عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطعي وعمد أتعمني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك. O Allah, I look at you. I look at your forgiving of my sins. I look at you overlooking my mistakes. I look at you pardoning me for my wrongdoings. I look at you covering up my evil deeds. Only you know. You don't expose me to the people. I look at your tolerance towards my many faults that I have done, intentionally or unintentionally. All this kindness that I see in you regarding me, أَتَعَمَنِي فِي أَنْ أَسْأَلُكَ مَا لَأَسْتَوْجِبُهُ مِنْكَ. All this tempted me to ask you, although I don't deserve it. Because you have been generous and kind to me, الَّذِي رَضَقْتَنِي مِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ. What you have given to me in the past, out of your mercy, and you showed me your power, and you made me recognize you as somebody who responds to the du'as. فَصِرْتُ عَدُوكَ آمِنًا وَأَسْأَلُكَ مُسْتَعْنِسًا. And so Allah, I now continue praying to you with that hope, by keeping all these things in mind, and I ask you with the familiarity that I have with you, لَا خَائِفًا وَلَا وَجِلًا. I'm not asking you anymore out of fear or, you know, being very afraid there, because I have this confidence in you, in what I intend to ask from you. فَإِنْ عَبْتَ عَنِّي عَتَبْتُ بِجَهْلِي عَلَيْكَ وَلَعَلَّ الَّذِي عَبْتَ عَنِّي هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي لِعِلْمِكَ بِعَاقِبَةِ الْعُمُورِ. However, we have not even asked anything yet. But we are saying to Allah, okay, maybe you might not respond to my dua today. But I accept it. There might be a delay, O Allah. And maybe out of my ignorance, I will blame you. Why not? O Allah, you know, you are giving to everyone, but what about me? Well, this is my ignorance, O Allah, if I think about you in that way. Because you have the best of knowledge, you know what is the best of outcome for me. And inshallah, we'll talk about this whole issue of, you know, delay in the response of du'as in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen tomorrow night. So let me end with this one passage here at the end. فَلَمْ أَرَ مَوْلًا كَرِيمًا أَصْبَرُ عَلَى عَبْدٍ لَئِيمٍ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ يَا رَبِّي. So I confess, O Allah, that I have never seen a more generous master who is patient with his evil slave than you are with me. Why do I confess that you are the Mawla Kareem, a generous master? Because innaka tad'uni fa'awalli anka. You call me, but I turn away from you. You know, Allah's door is never closed. It is we turn our back towards him. If we turn around and look back, you will see his door is still open. And as I recited this statement from the hadith last night, you take one span towards him, he will take an arm length towards you. This is the meaning of tawbah. تَتَحَبَّبُ عِلَيَّ فَأَتَبَغَّضُ إِلَيْكَ. You know, you show affection and love towards me, but perhaps because you didn't accept my dua, I feel, you know, angry with you. تَتَوَدُّ إِلَيَّ فَلَا أَقْبَلُ مِنْكَ. You show your love for me, but I don't respond in the kind manner towards you, as if I have power over you. But wallah, in spite of all these attitudes that I have towards you, لَمْ يَمْنَعَكَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ لِي. All this did not prevent you from having mercy on me and being kind to me and to be gracious towards me بِجُودِكَ وَكَرَمِكَ, out of your generosity and kindness. فَرْحَمْ عَبْدَكَ الْجَاهِلِ. So Allah, continue to have your mercy on this ignorant slave of yours. وَجُدْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَضْلِ إِحْسَانِكَ, and be kind to him out of your generosity. إِنَّكَ جَوَادٌ كَرِيمٌ. You indeed are generous and kind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua, and inshallah we will continue the discussion tomorrow night.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, ليتك دوما